So coming into this second full day of this retreat and the first actual recording, so just in case you want to listen to the recordings after the retreat, I'm going to do a quick reminder of the meditations that weren't recorded so that you can use these as a different focus. A choice of focus. So the first one was on contact with the ground, the places where you feel the contact, like your bottom or the tip of your tongue behind your teeth, or your hands on your body, and feeling into the solidity of your body, the weightiness. But being pulled by the gravity of the earth. That was the first meditation. A second meditation yesterday morning was on the four elements in our body and outside in our environment, and how the kind of impersonal nature of the four elements in our body, the liquid, the solidity, the warmth, and the air. The impersonality of that can help us to ground, to be centered when we need to, especially at the beginning of a meditation or when we're very overwhelmed in life. Because we always have this body. It's always here. And the meditation yesterday was the beginning of working with the different senses, and it was with the skin, the tactile sense, the sense of touch, and how we can come into our bodies through that meditation and come out of our thinking mind a bit to give that a break. And from there to open to a wider awareness, to see what's coming up from a body-based anchoring. So, right now, I would like to propose that you choose one of those just for 5 minutes. One of those that's easy for you to access and will be quiet, unusually for the beginning of a meditation, will be quiet for 5 minutes, while each person finds their way of what they want to focus on, of those kind of meditations. Of the body meditations, to find our own ground and centeredness. So it's like a free choice beginning, and then I'll guide from there onwards. So from this very deep, anchored listening place, just coming to our different senses, coming in contact with the sense of smell. Seeing if there's anything now. Coming into awareness and the sense of smell. And as I was speaking of yesterday in the talk, I'm inviting you to look out for the reaction to where we meet, where the sense impression comes into our awareness zone. So looking out for any feeling that arises from that of pleasant, or unpleasant, or just kind of neutral, kind of nothingness. This is something we can be doing as an exercise all day long, just going, what am I smelling now? And how is the reaction to it? Is it pleasant or unpleasant or neutral? As we walk by the lake, as we eat our food, as we go to the toilet, as we cross other people, as we change our clothes or get into bed, very much like a musician just plays the scales, like a gymnastic. So there's no trying to control our reactions or suppose that our reactions should be liking this smell or not liking, indifferent. We're not trying to control our experience, we're trying to just come in connection with the actual experience of our sense life, the different senses that are happening all day long, all night long. Turning now to the sense of taste. So because we're not eating, there isn't that obvious taste. But there can be a bit of taste in the mouth of something that could be pleasant or unpleasant or neutral. Our taste buds are very sensitive. Millions of nerve endings there in your mouth. And this is something that's there 24 hours a day throughout your whole life, even if sometimes with age people lose their sense of taste. Or when they're sick, they no longer have as much taste senses. But otherwise, it's something that's always there. And are we aware of this and the changingness of it? And hearing. This is one we could spend a bit more time with you. Might be a bit more going on. How is it landing in you, the sounds? Sense impression of hearing. How's that landing inside your body? And allowing our awareness to hop from different hearings. Just seeing how they fall in us. Almost like the sea down there, where the sea meets the shore. Or the ice meets the sand. However that is. Feeling that contact point of sense impression, sounds coming in. How are we receiving those sounds? Pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral, with all sorts of gradations in between. Liking, not liking, or being quite indifferent, not really caring. And is that peaceful to stay in that, in the more lingering on, in the more neutral, in the, where there isn't an obvious, oh, I like that sound, or I don't like it, I wish that would go away, or whatever. This listening could also be coming to the, any sounds inside us that we may pick up on. Resting, resting deeper into this listening. Coming now, again, as we did yesterday, to the sense of touch. So an easy to access one is your hands touching your legs somewhere on your body. Just feeling that point of contact, the heat there. Or your tongue touching the back of your teeth at the top, or the roof of your mouth. Coming to our whole body skin. Maybe what's touching the air, like the tops of your hands, your face, your ears. just seeing how that contact is with the air, that meeting point, that shoreline, like the sea meeting the sand. And whatever it is that's touching your cushion or your whole back of your body, if you're lying down, that whole contact point, touch there, connection. All the connection with your clothes on your skin, big, sensitive. Bodysuit. The whole skin feeling, meeting your surroundings. Your lips touching. Maybe if there's a bit of sense of pleasantness there, that could be something that we could rest in. Could be helpful, wholesome to be able to rest in that kind of pleasure of the sense of just the skin, whole skin. Because we need to rest sometimes. And with this tactile sense of our whole skin in contact with our environment, our world. If there's a little sense of softness there, this is also something that can be beneficial to linger with, to stay with a bit, to find some softness in and on our own body, that we can connect with that sense of sensuous softness, kindness. Just because we need some kindness for ourselves, like we need some rest, some stillness. I would like to read a short poem text, and I invite you to just let it come in how it can, without worrying too much about deep meanings or anything. So this is by a Jesuit priest, an Irish Jesuit priest, called Paddy O'Tuama, and a poet, obviously. So every morning I sit, I kneel, waiting, making friends with the habit of listening, hoping that I'm being listened to. I say hello to my chaos, my unmade decisions, my unmade bed, my desire and my trouble. I recognize and greet my burdens, my luck, my controlled and uncontrollable stories, my unfolding story, my unloved body, my own love, my own body. I greet the things I think will happen, and I say hello to everything I do not know about the day. I greet my own small world, and I hope that I can meet the bigger world that day. I greet my story during the day, and hope that I can forget my story. I also hope that I can hear some stories and greet some surprising stories during the long day ahead. I greet God, and I greet the God who is more God than the God I greet. Hello to you all, I say, as the sun rises above the chimneys of northern Belfast. Hello.